What's up? Welcome, 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 everyone. This is episode 14 of the Government Coins podcast. I am so excited to be here with you. We are wrapping up season three. Like, we are at the end of this thing. So we definitely had to make sure we went out and brought on someone who can actually help businesses understand what it is that different agencies within the federal government does, but also more specifically, what does the Department of Interior do, right? And how to do business with them. So super excited to have this episode today. And we are joined by Colleen. Colleen, would you mind sharing a little bit more about yourself and telling the people about your role?
I would love to. First, I just want to say thank you for having me and for showcasing the Department of Interior. I'm excited to be here. As you mentioned, my name is Colleen Finnegan. I am with the Department of Interior. I am the director of the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization. I know that your audience may be a little aware of those offices within the various departments, but we do call ourselves the OSDBU for short. I have been with, the department for about more than 15 years in various roles. I started my career actually in the sciences. So my background was originally in oceanography. I moved into the department through our coastal restoration work. So kind of a completely different start than most folks in this realm. I jumped from the sciences pretty quickly into other roles within the department, just really loving working with people, focusing on public engagement, talking about how the work of the department really touches everybody in the nation in some form or fashion. And that brought me to contracting work and a lot of data analytics work. So a little bit of a shift. I became the director of OSDBU about 2 years ago. So, nice. Yeah.
And how's it been over the last 2 years?
It's been a whirlwind, but a good whirlwind. Honestly, it's the best of all the things I love to do. Plus, I get to engage with small businesses and across the entire nation and working with them to help us meet our mission, which I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, so that is really good. I'm happy that you mentioned that because one of the biggest things that we wanted to talk a little bit about this season, we focus on state and local, but we did want to bring in a few federal agencies because we thought it was important to really highlight that every agency has a different goal and a different mission. So please let us know a little bit more about what the mission is.
I would love to. Do you mind if I read it? I love to kind of read the whole thing. So our mission is to protect and manage the nation's natural resources and cultural heritage, provide scientific and other information about those resources, and honor our trust, responsibilities, and special commitments to American Indians, Alaska Natives, and affiliated island communities. So that one sentence has a lot in it, and you can imagine just in reading that the breadth of contracting that we do in order to meet that mission and the unique nature of it.
Got it. So I just went ahead and dropped the link in the chat to the Department of Interior's website. But just to give people a little bit of an idea, what do those things really entail? And what does it really require the department to do?
Definitely. So maybe it helped to share a little bit about each of our bureaus. So our bureaus, in a lot of ways, when you hear the bureau names, they bring up a lot of the work that we focus on. And because we are a decentralized organization, I like to let small businesses hear the names of our bureaus because they're going to find those opportunities underneath those bureau names. So just kind of giving context to why our bureaus are so critical to understand and know. And like you mentioned, you can find information about our bureaus online on our website. There's tons of detailed information. But most folks are familiar with kind of our bigger bureaus. So the National Park Service, most folks have heard of them. They've either been to a national park, have a national park in their backyard, or they have it on their bucket list to go to a national park. We also have the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. So our national refuge work. We have the Bureau of Land Management. Some folks are familiar with them through our oil well plugging and our horse and burro program. We have the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Bureau of Reclamation, which is a lot of our water work in the West. Some of our less familiar but equally important bureaus are the United States Geological Survey, our Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement, our Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, our Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, and our Bureau of Indian Education. So just kind of throwing all those names out. I know it's a lot. I mean, we talk a lot in acronyms, so I'm going to try not to do that in our talk, just because I'd like people to hear those words. But those are the bureaus that we work within.
Nice. So definitely breaking those down and realizing, like you said, a lot of it is focusing on natural resources. What are some of the areas that you would say many of the bureaus collectively utilize small businesses for the most?
Definitely. So I do want to share kind of our product service codes that we work within. I thought that might be the most helpful way to focus folks. I'll say that we purchase products and services out of more than 1,100 service codes. So just kind of looking at the top, facility related services are a big one. Construction related services, management advisory services, and construction related materials are kind of our big bucket.
Got it.
Service codes.
Okay. Facilities management mostly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, sorry. I type it as we're going through it. You don't have to wait for me to tell the other ones.
Okay.
So those are the top ones so far. What are some of the smaller ones where like a new business could get in and take advantage of some of these opportunities?
So I think maybe a little bit about our NICS codes would be helpful too. I know a lot of small businesses know their NICS codes, and I can share a little bit more in detail on the small business aspect. In addition to the product service codes, we purchase out of 600 NICS codes. So again, we buy a lot of things, and we buy a few things. Our biggest spend in NICS codes, and they're going to match a lot up with the product service codes, is facility and constructions, professional services, and IT. I know that that's a new one to kind of wrap heads around. Our biggest spend category for small business is architectural engineering and related services. Mm-hmm. And then when we talk about new entrants, which is something that we focus on in DOI a lot, is professional and scientific and technical services, other specialty trade contractors, and building equipment contractors. So those are just some focus areas that we look at.
Got it. Okay, really nice. That was a great like product list to break it down a little bit more. In terms of the small business requirements and goals or with DOI, what are some of the, I guess, areas that you look at when it comes down to small businesses and breaking down those different opportunities? Because we have the top industries, but basically what is the budget and how much of that budget is being spent with small businesses?
Okay, so you mentioned two things there. One is our goaling and one is our budget. So I can kind of talk about each one of those. Just kind of lay groundwork. We negotiate as the department with the Small Business Administration every year to establish our small business goals. That goaling is happening right now. So that goal setting is happening right now for fiscal year 23. But I wanted to kind of share with folks what our goaling was for 2022. For small business, our goal was 45%. For small disadvantaged business goal, it was 28%. And that negotiated goal for the department was new last year. We historically in the department have an exceptional performance when it comes to small business. We've received an A or an A+ rating for the last 12 years from SBA on our scorecard. We, in 2021, we awarded more than 60% of our dollars to small business. And I want to just kind of highlight that number as 60%, because I believe what it says is that our contracting folks and our program folks really understand what it means to work with small businesses. They understand the products and services and capabilities of small business. They understand the advantages to contracting with small businesses. And ultimately, because of that, when a new business or a new entrant or a new small business joins our family, we have an understanding of the pieces and part that takes to make that successful.
Nice. And I would say, like, basically, like the golding aspect over the last 12 years, receiving an A or an A+ rating, like, if you are listening to this and you work in any of those product service codes or any of those NAICS codes, definitely you need to start looking to see how you can get in and do business with the Department of Interior, okay? Because they're basically saying, we're doing business with small businesses, big time. So
we are definitely, and that is, I appreciate that take home message. That is something that we try to convey to small businesses when we do get to meet in person and we do communicate and network with them is welcome to us. So welcome to the department.
Now, I like that. And in addition to showing that, how as a small business would I be able to exhibit or show my capabilities to the department if I wanted to get into the space and work with you all?
I love that question. And it's usually one of the first questions we get from small businesses. I have this great product or I provide this great service and I have no idea where to start because your department's so big and so geographically diverse. So we have over 125 contracting offices across the United States. And like I mentioned, we have 13 bureaus and lots of offices. So it can be overwhelming and daunting when small businesses want to network in. A few resources to start with. Our website is a great place. The OSDB website in particular, so that's doi.gov/OSDBU. And on that website, there's a slew of resources, but one of them is called our Small Business Specialist listing. And that listing is a small business specialist is somebody within our network that works within the bureaus who has an intimate understanding of the opportunities that are coming forward. And that listing provides the name, the bureau, the location of that person, and their contact information. So one way of networking is to pull up that list. And after you've identified kind of what bureaus you might be interested or buying your product or service, go in and contact that headquarters small business specialist, which is at the top of each bureau, and reach out to that person. If a business is struggling to kind of navigate the department and figure out what bureaus might be buying their goods or services, that's where my office comes in. So we have an email address and we use an email address, and I can share that in the chat feature also, if that would be helpful. We use that email address so we make sure every small business who reaches out to us gets a direct answer. So, and we want to make sure that we're touching base with any person who's interested in the department. And we can provide a lot of resources through that communication. One of them is helping each business understand how and what, which bureaus buy their products and services and how to reach out to them.
Got it. And what is that email address? I can actually drop it in the chat here.
Definitely. It's osdbu_doi@ios.doi.gov. And okay. I actually think I just got it. I got the switched. It's DOI_.
Oh.
OSDBU. Yep. Sorry. As soon as I said it, I was like, that's not right.
OSDBU.
Yep.
At iOS.
.doi.gov. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, just switch it around. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So definitely put that in the chat. Because like she said, you go to the website, and I also dropped a link in here as well for the list of small business specialists. You can go straight to that. If it doesn't work, then definitely reach out.
Most definitely. And we hope you do. Even if you're already navigating into the department or to the bureaus, reach out to us. We have example capability statements. We have example form letters to help you network. We have other resources that we can share.
No, that's a big one. They have these capability statements. I know a lot of people always ask about, what do I need to put on it? How does it need to look? It's going to vary based off of the product services that you're providing. And then also which agencies you go after, because sometimes they require different things as well. So definitely keeping that in mind. Another question that we had was around micro purchases and those smaller dollar items and how small businesses can take advantage of some of those.
Definitely. So the department spent in 2022 about $500 million on micro purchases. And that is using our purchase cards, which is a government-wide process or system. And so underneath that micro purchase threshold, those cardholders can purchase goods, products, and services that they need at any given time on the open market. They can reach out to vendors via their website, telephone, or in person, and that's really at the cardholder's discretion. Yes. I'll say real quick, we don't have a vendor list. There's no preferred. It's a question we get frequently is, do you have a vendor list? We don't. There are federally mandated requirements that we have to start with, and that is things like Ability One in the federal prison industries. But after that, it's really at the discretion of the cardholder.
Got it. Okay. And then how do you identify these cardholders? If there's no list, how do you market your business to these cardholders?
So we would recommend that small businesses start in the same way that they do if they're going to market for you know, direct contracting. And that would be through those headquarters small business specialists and that listing that we share with folks. That's kind of the entry point into each of the bureaus.
Perfect. Okay. So definitely, I was going to ask a question about that preferred vendors list. It varies for sure based off of who you are going after these opportunities with. And then also, I guess I have one final question. I'm going to go ahead and open it up to the chat to see if anyone in the chat had any questions as well. So that way I can go ahead and answer or ask the questions to get the answers. But the other question for me was for small businesses or new businesses who have innovative new technology solutions and things of that nature, how would they get those products into the face of someone at the Department of Interior?
Definitely. So we definitely are open to creative and innovative solutions. And I'd say that each of our bureaus and offices have a little bit of a different process on how they manage those unsolicited proposals. So what we really would recommend is that once you kind of have your idea of your proposal that and you've identified the bureau office that you're interested in working with, that you use that contact list, that headquarters small business specialist list, and start there. And likely what will happen is that person will, you know, work to understand your proposal, and then they'll be able to network within their bureau to figure out the best point of contact.
Got it. Okay. So I think that's a definitely sound advice because you fall in the same directions that you were going to do to begin with. And then, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is there anything? Oh, no. You mentioned earlier that the Department of Interior was decentralized. Would you mind explaining to us a little bit more about what that looks like or what that means?
Definitely, I'd be happy to. And I want to, if we have time, I'd like to share a little bit about our budget too and what that looks like. Wonderful. So when I say decentralization, what I mean is that Congress appropriates our funds and that money is funneled directly to our bureaus. So they are the buyers. There is no centralized buying office for the entire department. Each bureau works towards meeting their mission, and they do that with the budget they're appropriated. Okay. Yeah. So that's why when I refer to opportunities and why knowing the bureau names is important, that's why, is because that money is coming into those bureaus and then being contracted out.
Okay. Perfect. And then, go ahead.
It's just about the budget. I'm sorry. We have a $5 million budget. That's the amount of money that was contracted out last year in 2022. Something that your audience might be interested in knowing is that we've seen a really large increase over the last 3 years in response to different but really large dollar legislative actions. And sometimes it's kind of nuanced or technical language, and we refer in acronyms, like I mentioned. So I wanted to just kind of read out a few of those because we talk about them in our solicitations. We talk about them in our forecast. The Great American Outdoors Act is one of them. That's GOA. We refer to it as GOA. The Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which we refer to as BIL, and the Inflation Reduction Act, which we refer to as IRA. And those, the reason I even wanted to kind of share that concept with your audience is that the influx of money into our budget from those legislative actions really equate to more contracting opportunities. And those increased opportunities are really what we're seeing are falling around facilities and infrastructure, restoring critical habitat, addressing drought crisis, and assisting with wildland fire management. So those are just some areas in which folks are probably going to start seeing increased activity around contracting, they'll see a lot of those words and opportunities in our forecast as well. And just understanding and becoming familiar with how that money is being sourced and then funneled to the department.
Got it. I'm missing one. The first one you said was American.
The Great American Outdoors Act.
Okay, I'm going to add that one. Great American. Perfect. I'm just adding these as well, just in case someone wants to take a look at it and understand a little bit more about where they may be able to get into the space. And that was already on the Department of Interior's website, GOLA. Okay, added. All of them have been added. And then just, would you be able to explain a little bit more about the Great American Outdoors one? I think that one will be something that, I know we've been through the infrastructure bill with the Department of Transportation before as well, but definitely would love to hear more about the GOA and the Inflation Reduction Act.
So the GOA work is really related to our deferred maintenance work. So that is work that several of our agencies have that needs to be done. And it focuses on facilities and infrastructure. So that's where you're going to see that. There is, like you mentioned, a specific GOA website that folks can go to. And those opportunities, as well as IRA, are on our forecast. So folks will see those on our forecast as well. There isn't a specific website for IRA or the Inflation Reduction Act yet, as far as I checked yesterday, but there will be. So there'll be more information coming out about that.
And how often is the procurement forecast updated? I know you just mentioned that.
Yeah, so we update our forecast at the beginning of every fiscal year. And right now we have over 16,000 different opportunities that we're anticipating issuing in the next fiscal year. So that's out there. And that forecast, for folks who aren't familiar, is an in-depth, lots of data and information. We attempt to make it as easy as possible for people to filter that data, to sort that data. You can download it into an Excel spreadsheet if that's easier. What's really awesome about that forecast is also that there's a point of contact for each opportunity. So when we talk about networking and we talk about that headquarters small business specialist list, another way to network is when you find opportunities on that forecast that you're interested in, you can identify the specific person that has or entered that data, and then you can refer and talk to those folks as well.
Got it. I literally just saw the procurement forecast. I don't know where it went. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely find that one because I know I saw it on here just a minute ago. Literally found it. Okay, so the procurement forecast, I'm going to add that to the link too. So the and you said it's updated how often? Every fiscal year?
We publish the new one once a year, and then our bureaus will often update throughout the year each of their line items. So there's not necessarily a set schedule, but our data enterers will update it as new information becomes available.
Got it. Okay. And so here's another question in terms of, I understand how the organization works, the Department of Interior, and then focusing on parks. As you break down that list of specialists, is it broken down based off of states and where these parks and things are located?
So in some cases, yes. In some cases, it's a little bit different. So the list, you can definitely see where they're each located. So you can see the state that the person sits in. You can see the bureau that they report to. Just because a person sits in one state doesn't mean that they don't do work in other areas, though. So we have several bureaus where there might be contracting work being done for another state, but they sit in DC or they sit in Denver, Colorado. So that's a little bit different by bureau.
Got it. Okay. So based on the different bureaus. Okay. Perfect. I didn't get any questions in here. They were just saying it's really good information. Really good information. But if there's anything else you would like to share with us, we'd definitely love to hear more about some of the upcoming projects or some ways to get into the space.
Definitely. So typically when I meet with folks, I like to bring some examples of things that are coming down the pike as far as opportunities. And it helps folks kind of wrap their head around the scope of the work you do when I start saying fun words. So I can share a few of those if that's of interest.
That'll be amazing.
So some of the ones that I pulled yesterday off of our forecast, so none of this is not public information. Our United States Geological Survey in 2023 is forecasting that their Volcano Science Center is going to need some GPS hardware.
Oh.
A unique one. Our DOI Office of Chief Information Officer is forecasting that they are going to be potentially need a senior network architect support. IT is a big bucket for us. So
that's all right. Number one.
Exactly. National Park Service, a big one. And when I punched this one in, I got a list. Ground maintenance, snow and ice removal.
Okay.
Is something that was not just local, but across the United States, there seem to be some opportunities in that world. Bureau of Reclamation, they're looking at potentially needing flow meters for mussel mitigation.
Oh. So,
yeah, a little bit different. So those are just some examples of opportunities I saw.
Okay. Oh, that's really nice. So like I said, the link to the list is already there. She gave you a few options to let you know what's available. Make sure you go and check it out. Okay. And then we have one final question in terms of how can a business or how, if we needed to reach out, we have the email address that you share, but if we needed to reach out to Octobu, what is the best way to get in contact with Octobu at the Department of Interior?
So the best and fastest way is through that email address. We monitor that email address on a daily basis. And depending on the questions that come in, we can provide information pretty quickly in that format. So that would be one way to work with us. We also have, what I would say is on our website, you'll see a calendar of events. We do attend several nationwide conferences every year, and we post those on that calendar so that small businesses, if they want to meet in person, they know where we're going to be. We really enjoy meeting with businesses face to face, and that is such a valuable opportunity to really talk about the department and our opportunities. So we welcome those in-person opportunities as well.
Got it. So we have the list of the events. Very nice. I see that there's this, and this is, I know, I just went to the website and I saw this, but a small business intelligence tool, what would that be for?
I am so glad you asked about that tool. We released that tool earlier this year, and we're really proud of that tool. What it does is it takes all of the contracting data that's public, and it funnels it into a visualization tool. So a small business can go to that tool. They can put in up to 5 NICS codes in one search, but they can search as many times as they'd like. So unlimited searching on NICS codes. You enter a NICS code, and what happens is a visualization comes up that shows you how much the department has spent in that NICS code over the last 5 years, how much and what bureaus have bought within that NICS code in the last 5 years. So when you bring that up, what it does is it immediately shows you what bureaus are the biggest buyers of any one NICS code at a time.
Yes.
The kind of the data fun side of that tool is you can actually go and look at the detailed contracting information. And what that does, and it tells you when those contracts are expiring. So it gives you an idea of what opportunities might be coming around recompetes in the future. And it tells you who the prime contractor is for that contract. So it creates an opportunity for a small business vendor who's interested in subcontracting to identify what primes they might want to build relationships with for future recompetes.
Oh, this is a nice tool. And you can definitely use it to reach out. Oh, wow. And I like that it shows if the contract was a set aside or not. I really like that. Huge competitive advantage.
We hope folks will jump in, check out that tool. If you have questions, reach out to us and feedback. We'd love, you know, ideas on ways to improve it, gaps of like, you're like, I wish we could do this with this data. We welcome all of that information, but truly hope that your small businesses find it helpful and informative to helping figure out how to navigate the department.
No, absolutely. I think they definitely will. Just every tool that's on this website, it seems to be really good too. I also see something for the small business innovation programs. So definitely excited to be able to take a dive deeper into this. And you also have like a breakdown of doing business with DOI on the website. I know that'll give a lot of people an opportunity to really see the breakdown of the different bureaus. Because I see that's on here along with like the contact information. One thing that I will say that you are not shy with giving out contact information on your website. So definitely kudos to that one.
I am so proud. Our community, our contracting community is forward thinking and they want to engage. And we, you know, I can't say that you're always going to hear back from someone the next day, but you know, we do pride ourselves in making sure we get back to small businesses.
Dang, absolutely, absolutely. So I just want to say thank you so much, Carlene, for coming and joining the podcast and just really giving us some quick tips in terms of how to do business with the Department of Interior and some of the great things that you all have coming down the pipeline. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. I can't say how much I appreciate the opportunity to share opportunities at DOI. And we hope that we hear from folks and people reach out with any questions or needs they might have.
Absolutely. They definitely will. And listen, don't let this interview go, what do they call, they say in vain. Don't listen to this interview in vain or whatever. But make sure you reach out because people are taking their time to really come on this podcast. This is our first time meeting and we've just been badgering them through email for the last few months. But on that same token, people are taking their time to really get this information out. Utilize it, reach out, do the work and get the money. That's the point. We're here. Get the government coins. Okay. All right. So that's it. We're wrapping up episode 14. Thank you so much, everyone, for stopping by, listening to the podcast, the questions, the comments that you have. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram and TikTok as well. All right. All right. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace.